our talk this morning is who is qualified to rule mankind, and is represented by our own brother Nathan Maguire.
Throughout history, there have been many individuals that have felt that they were qualified to rule mankind. The pharaohs of Egypt, Alexander the Great of Greece, the Caesars of Rome, the kings and queens of England and Spain, they've all thought that they were qualified. But yet, in today's world, and history tells us that many of them failed. They all failed in different ways. So human governments, no matter if it's been a dictatorship or some sort of other rule, such as a democracy, have proved that they do not have the qualifications to rule people and to look after people. The scriptures also indicate that to us. And if you could please turn with me that to Jeremiah 10 and verse 23. Very familiar scripture to all of us, but it's good that we reflect on that very thought. It's Jeremiah 10, 23. It says, "I well know, O Jehovah, that man's way does not belong to him. It does not belong to man who is walking even to direct his step." Very plainly, it tells us that men cannot rule themselves. If we turn as well to Solomon's words at Ecclesiastes 8 and 9, he made a very similar observation. And we realize that he was recognized in his life as one of the wisest rulers of the day. So Ecclesiastes 8 and 9 says, "All of this I have seen, and I applied my heart to every work that has been done under the sun during the time that man has dominated man to his harm." So as Jehovah's people, we are not ignorant to history or to the facts about human rulership. We know that. But yet we're very definite when it comes to our neutral stand involving politics. We just realize from those two scriptures that it's not for us to get involved in that type of politics and rulership, and trying to qualify humans to rule. So we maintain that neutral stand in worldly politics. We have something very good to look forward to. We look forward to the best government of all, God's kingdom. And we promote that through our preaching activity and through the way we lead our lives. Government is based on policies that are acted upon, and sometimes they're developed in different departments of governments. We're aware of that too from being here in Ottawa. Some examples like the tax department, the CRA, we're familiar with. Health, we have OHIP in Ontario. The labor laws, the WSIB. These are all departments of government that sometimes can have impact on our own personal lives. We appreciate that. We recognize that these departments have limitations though and flaws. To clearly answer the question then, who is qualified to rule mankind? We're going to contrast what we see in the world around us, human rule, and the limitations that they have to deal with the abilities of Jesus Christ and the theocratic rule that we all look forward to in a real way here on the earth. So doing so, we can realize and appreciate what Jesus proved while he was here on the earth, what he accomplished, and how he showed that he would be an effective ruler. And we're going to consider five major departments then in this government, this kingdom government. The economy would be one. Disaster preparedness or emergency response, healthcare and protection, and the ecology. So those five areas we're going to look at through the morning here. So first of all, if we could have the first picture brought up. And you can see the contrast there on your left with what we know from the scriptures on the right. Okay, so on the left, we see a young fellow that's looking for food. His shelter is pretty sketchy. And one of the 100 million displaced people in the world today. Every time I give this talk, I have to check the statistics because they change every year. The last time, a few months ago, when I gave this talk, there were 70 some odd million displaced people. Now it's at an all-time high of over 100 million. So we can see that on the left. And around the world, governments have been forced, or people have been forced from home by governments, some pretty brutal situations. And the contrast, though, is what we want to really focus on here. Because Jesus' example, if you'll turn with me to Matthew 14, and we're going to read the historical account of Jesus feeding thousands and caring for thousands. So Matthew 14, in verses 19 to 21. And he instructed the crowds to recline on the grass. Then he took five loaves and two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said a blessing. After breaking the loaves, he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. So they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up the leftover fragments, 12 baskets full. Now those eating were about 5,000 men, as well as women and young children. When we consider that account, if you had been there, how would you have felt? Would you have been just amazed, grateful for being fed that one meal? But yet the scriptures make further promises to us here today. In Isaiah, for example, it talks about everyone having their own home and that we would all have employment that would be fulfilling. So the subjects of God's kingdom can be confident that because of Jesus being our king, he will prove to look after the needs of people. And we have that scriptural reference to help us with that. Now, let's go on to the second picture. Now, we're going to be considering the Department of Emergency Responses. And I realize that many in this congregation had gone through that windstorm in May. And we came through fairly unscathed, maybe a few broken branches and things. But others didn't have power for a long time. And in this case here, we can see this mother and child have suffered some huge losses. And again, when giving this outline, I always kind of keep the statistics current. So when we're thinking of storm seasons, and storm seasons in the Atlantic, which is kind of our area, they run from June 1st to November 30th. And in 2020, they ran out of names for the storms in the Atlantic area. 2021 was the second year that they ran out of names for storms. So you can think back in recent memory, the storm that hit Ottawa in May, the fires that went through BC, and the extreme heat that's been around, the flash floods, different expressions come to mind, like atmospheric river. I never heard that before when they described different climatic changes, right? But yet, that's what's happening and resulting in what we see on the left side. What's interesting about the next picture here, though, is that Jesus took action before the crisis, when we think about it. So men, they take action after to try to repair things, to make it a little better, more manageable. But in this case, if we turn to Mark 4, 37 together, Mark 4, 37 to 39, appreciate where Jesus took the action. Okay, he didn't let the boat sink. It was before. So now a great violent windstorm broke out, and the waves kept crashing into the boat, so that the boat was close to being swamped. But he was in the stern, sleeping on a pillow. So they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are about to perish?" With that, he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Hush, be quiet." And the wind abated, and a great calm set in. So when we look at that picture, just reflect on Jesus' abilities to care for people as well. He took action before there was a crisis, before the boat sank. And he is able to control the forces of nature. So it should help us to answer that question. Who is qualified to rule mankind? We all would love to have a rulership that can care for us, even in those instances. Now, the third picture, if we could have that, is healthcare. COVID-19 has pushed our healthcare system right to the edge. And sometimes this is an all too familiar picture on the left, where we see someone dealing with an older mate that's suffering from some ailment. And it can cause a lot of stress in a family. In contrast, though, we see another scene. And that scene is described for us at Matthew 15 and verse 30. And if you could turn with me there, Matthew 15 and verse 30. Then large crowds approached him, bringing along people who were lame, maimed, blind, speechless, and many others, and they laid them at his feet, and he cured them. Now, if we go on to 31, take note of the reaction of the crowd. So the crowd felt amazed as they saw the speechless speaking, and the maimed being made sound, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified God of Israel. So it really was an astounding event that these people witnessed. And we can look forward to that in the future as well. Jesus demonstrated his powers over illness. And if we can have the next picture brought up. And with this picture, I have difficulty drawing a contrast. Here we see Jesus performing a resurrection. Okay. This is an artist's conception of that. But it's important that we read the account from Mark 5, 38 to 42. So they were astounded at him healing individuals. But Mark 5, 38 to 42 speaks of this resurrection that we see here on the screen. At this, they began, came to the house of the presiding officer of the synagogue, and he saw the commotion and those weeping and wailing loudly. After stepping in, he said to them, "Why are you weeping and causing this commotion? The child has not died, but is sleeping." At this, they began to laugh at him scornfully. But after sending them all outside, he took the child's father and mother and those with him and went in where the child was. Then taking the hand of the child, he said to her, Tabitha Kumai, come, which when translated means, little girl, I say to you, get up. And immediately the girl rose and began walking. She was about 12 years old. And at once they were beside themselves with great ecstasy. So when we read accounts like this, it should again build our confidence in our ruler, Jesus Christ, that he will look after people far better than any human government could even imagine doing. So this is brings us to the next picture, the Department of Protection and Security. When we look at the long history of humans and the conflicts and the problems that it arises and people being displaced, I think we skipped a picture. Is there one of Daniel in the den? Sorry, there we go. That's better. Thank you. Whew. You're testing to see if I'm paying attention. Okay, so when we think of this one picture on the left and the news that even has been coming out of the Ukraine, it's disturbing, right? But on the other side, I chose this picture because we think of Daniel in the den facing these lions, and yet he was protected by that angel. And we can be confident that we will feel that same protection in the days ahead. Okay, so when we consider why did we see what's going on the left side, let's consider Luke 4 and verses 5 and 6. Again, here Jesus is being tempted by the devil. And take note of who was influencing or who had the influence over human governments. So Luke 4, 5, 6, and the devil. So he brought him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the inhabited earth in an instant of time. Then the devil said to him, I will give you all this authority and their glory because it has been handed over to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. So throughout history, Satan has had a strong influence on human governments. Yet, when we consider Jesus' powers and his abilities, turn with me to Matthew 8 and verse 16. Matthew 8, 16, but after it became evening, people brought him many demon-possessed ones, and he expelled the spirits with a word, and he cured all who were suffering. So Jesus has control over even superhuman spirit creatures. In the future, he will eliminate Satan and his wicked spirits and getting rid of man's real enemies. Jehovah will have used Jesus in a very effective way then to end all of the wars, to protect his people, something we can really look forward to. So now if we can have the next picture, the one that we saw a little earlier. Good, thank you. This brings us to the Department of Environment or Ecology. And on the left, unfortunately, this is something else that we sometimes see on the news or young fellows ending up using a garbage junk dump as a playground, which is really sad. We know that. But on the right, in contrast, here Jesus is restoring the earth, just like a shining gem, right? Just as Jehovah had purposed in the very beginning. So when we think of some of the recent history that we know of, most of us might recall young Greta's appeal to the United Nations and different political governments to encourage them to try to take action when it came to global warming and the environment. And it's a very serious concern. I mean, the storms and the different things that we've seen in the last few years all indicate that this is true. There is global warming. The scientists have had to concede that. And there's an endless number, it seems, of different conferences and parties, human endeavors trying to address the issue, and still it doesn't make a lot of difference. When we consider how Jesus is empowered to look after things for the future, let's just turn to Revelation 11 and 18. Revelation 11 and 18. And this is what will happen. But the nations became wrathful, and your own wrath came, and the appointed time came for the dead to be judged, and to reward your slaves, the prophets, and the holy ones, and those fearing your name, the small and the great, and to bring to ruin those ruining the earth. So it won't be just the same old same, getting worse and worse and worse. We know that that picture on the right-hand side of the screen will be fulfilled by our leader, the King Jesus Christ, under Jehovah's direction. If we just also turn to Isaiah, there's a really encouraging word picture that we find there about this time, this restoration that will take place. In Isaiah 11 and verses 6 through to 9. As I said, this is a word picture. So the wolf will reside for a while with the lamb, and the young goat, the leopard, will lie down. And the calf and the lion and the fattened young animal will all be together, and a little boy will lead them. The cow will bear and the bear will feed together, and their young will lie down together. The lion will eat straw like the bull. The nursing child will play over the lair of a cobra, and a weaned child will put his hand over the den of a poisonous snake. And they will not cause any harm nor any ruin in all my holy mountain, because the earth will certainly be filled with the knowledge of Jehovah as the waters cover the sea. These word pictures and the thoughts that we've been talking about help us answer that question: who is qualified to rule mankind? Thank you for the picture. When we think of the characteristics of the person we've been speaking about, Jesus, the book that we've studied in the past, The Way, the Truth, and the Life, on page 317, there was a brief list of the qualities that we would like to imitate in Jesus. When you go there, it talks about how he was unselfish, compassionate, humble, patient, approachable. These are all qualities that go to make him the best ruler that we could ever hope to have. So humans are often tempted to take power for selfish purposes, but Jesus would never use his God-given power for personal gain, nor did he use his authority to mistreat others. An extremely good example for us as Christians. To support that government, though, what is required of us? because many people say, oh yeah, Jesus was a historical person. He was a good person. But do they recognize that he's now actually ruling as king? The evidence that he is ruling is all around us when we consider what the scriptures tell us and follow the guidance that we get through Jehovah's organization. We urge others to get to know the facts, really. When we go out in the service or when we talk to them, we want them to come to a knowledge of God's kingdom and appreciate really who is qualified to rule mankind. The more we learn about God's government in the hands of Jesus Christ, shows that we're wanting to be kingdom supporters. And the more that we tell others about that, shows that we support that government. So if we can have the last picture here. So this is the preaching activity that we're all looking forward to, the door-to-door starting in September, right? Getting out to our regular activities and encouraging different ones to take their stand for the Messianic kingdom. Now, the last picture is a beach scene. Can you see yourself there? Hope so. Just enjoy that moment, right? Look forward to that time. This is the hope of a peaceful, better world. And that's why we can confidently answer the question, who is qualified to rule mankind? With the expression, Jesus Christ, our King.